to improve your balance for parkour or just in general? Well then stay tuned, because in this episode, you will learn 5 parkour balance exercises. Welcome back to another episode of the Survival Fitness Plan. We cover what you need in order to survive dangerous situations and go through the best methods of training in order to keep you fit. Subscribe to the channel now and enable notifications so you never miss out on any of our latest episodes as soon as they're uploaded. Let's get started. Squatting. First, you need to get into the squat position on the ground. If you do not have the flexibility for this, the seated forebend and downward facing dog yoga stretches will help. Squats on the rail. Once you can do a squat on the ground, do it on the rail. Doing squats on the rail is a great strength building exercise. Make sure you can do at least 10 squats on the ground before trying them on the rail. To begin with, you can hold onto the rail. Then once you have found your balance and confidence, let go. It may help to focus your gaze on a single point in front of you. When you are ready, try standing on the rail for as long as you can. Walking on the rail. The next step is to walk. Walk forward, then turn around and walk back. It will help to start on something easier than a rail. At the most basic level, you can follow a line on the ground. Then use a wide plank and get thinner as you progress. The key to keeping balance is correct posture. As you walk, keep your chest up, knees a little bent, and your bum over your heels. Take each step toes first. To begin with, go slow and spread your arms out wide for extra balance until you're confident. Stop to regain balance when needed. Rail balance routine. Once you can do all the above things, you can put them into a short rail balance routine. Jump up onto the rail and get balanced in the squat position. Do a few squats on the rail, stand, walk forward, turn around, walk backward, and catwalk. You can increase the difficulty with inclined rails. Slacklining. Slacklining is like tightrope walking. Most people use a piece of webbing tied between two anchor points. Trees are good. The webbing is dynamic, meaning that it has a little give. It's also flat and a few inches wide. When you want to become a beast of balance, you can move from the rail to slacklining. Do the rail balancing routine on the slackline. And with that, we've reached the end of our 5 parkour balance exercises. What exercises do you do to improve your balance? Get involved and let us know in the comment section down below. And if you enjoyed this episode and found it useful, remember to like it and comment. Also, don't forget to subscribe and turn on notifications so you never miss out on our future uploads. Thanks for tuning in and see you again soon in the next episode. Hi all, and welcome to another episode of the Survival Fitness Plan podcast. Usually, you might have noticed, I start this rant with a good morning, but today I cannot because it's late afternoon, 5:36 to be exact. And I'm here in the cold Mexico City, cold for me anyway. Well, I have to wear tracksuit pants and jumper, but I guess for some of you, maybe it's not that cold. It's about 9 degrees in the morning. And but it's been good. I've been exploring every day. I've been going out and seeing something. I went and seen the pyramids. I got up super early and did my morning exercise and then got to the pyramids at about 9 to 9:30-ish, like 9:15 or whatever, which was the prime time to get there apparently, so I read on other people's blogs. So it wasn't that hard getting there. It was pretty easy actually. I took a bus. I don't like tour groups because I like going on my own time. So I didn't think I would go early. I thought the main thing I don't like about tour groups is especially one of these would be like, oh, you have to get up early. And I was like, I don't want to get up early, right? I want to get up when I get up. Just so happens that I get up early naturally anyway, but I just like the idea that I can do what I want, right? So I get up and I don't know, I guess because when my body knows I want to do something early, I get up even earlier than normal. Usually I get up about 6:30-ish, but on that particular day, I think I got up around 5:15. Once I'm up, I don't really go back to sleep. So I did my a yoga routine or whatever, and then hopped on the bus, hopped on the train to get to the bus station, hopped on the bus to go to the thing, got there about 9:15, had a look around,
And it was cool. These are the Aztec. I think they're Aztec. I didn't really read up on the history much. I guess that's the good thing about a tour guide. They tell you about it. I did read on the signs, but I can't remember. So I guess it's Aztec or Mayan, one of those. And it's those pyramids where sometimes you might have seen in old other movies where they're sacrificing people, right? Chopping off their heads and rolling them down the hill and stuff like that. I'm not sure if that's true, but they're the pyramids that they're talking about, right? And yeah, it's a pretty big area. I spent about 2 hours just walking around. They say most people spend about 4 hours there, but I guess because you're no longer allowed to climb the pyramids. So I wanted to, but I wasn't allowed. No one was allowed. I've heard a few different things. One is because of COVID, they aren't allowing, but I don't know if that's true. Another thing that I heard from a friend that had actually gone there before, and she said that it's because someone died on it. And I guess both are kind of plausible, either one. I don't know. I guess if someone dies on one, they've been doing it for like 50 years running tours to this thing, and just one person dies, falls off, and because the stairs are pretty steep. Like you can, there is one you can climb, like a small one at the entrance, right? You just can't climb the big main ones, but the small one at the entrance you can climb. And climbing that, the steps are pretty steep, so I can understand how someone might have fallen down and just kept falling, right? So there you go. So that was cool. And then that's the only thing I want to do here. That's like kind of a mission, like far out. Everything else, because there's a lot to do in Mexico City, everything else just kind of around. And every day I just basically go for a massive walk. So I can't remember if I told you last week I was getting all these apps and whatever. So I've got this one called Work Outdoors, and it's awesome, right? And like I can use it on my watch. It's the only one that actually will allow you to have the map on the watch as you walk while you're navigating, kind of thing. The Apple Maps app does it, but you can't get directions on it. So this one, I figured out, it took me a while to figure this out. You plan your route on Google Maps, right? And then you grab that and you go to a website and then you punch that in and it spits it out as a GPX file. And then you load the GPX file onto your phone and then you send it to your watch. And then boom, you've got the route on your watch, right? And you can follow it. I just put in the points that I want to do for the day. And I don't really follow it. I just know that they're there. So when I get lost, I can look at the watch and go, oh, boom. So that's pretty cool. So that means I can use the watch without as a navigation tool without the phone nearby, which you can't do usually unless you had a GPS, a cellular enabled one, right? Which I don't, because I travel from country to country. I'm not going to get a plan to get the cellular thing. Anyway, enough about the Apple Watch. I'm so sick of looking at apps. I think, oh, I'm going to get like a boxing app so I can like timer. And then I realized, thanks to my friend, and she's like, why don't you're so fussy and you already know how to box or whatever. And I do combinations that they don't teach because I like combine it with kung fu and stuff. And so I don't want to lose my style. I like my style. And then I just downloaded a bunch of timers, right? So it's like, well, I just want to be able to count the rounds. And then I realized, hey, this Work Outdoors app has an awesome interval timer built into it. And you can program it however you want. It's even better than the ones that are just made for timers. So I figured that out. The only thing about the outdoors, it's not like, it's kind of like old school, like the layout of it, right? But it is very functional. So there you go. And then I downloaded, I'm changing my exercise routine a little bit because I was using that Nike workout thing, right? And that was cool. So I wanted to try to incorporate a little bit more intensity in my thing, and I still like going for runs. So so now I'm using this Work Outdoors app. I put my own timer on it and I'll shadow box, and then in between rounds, so I'm starting off like 2 minutes shadow boxing and then 1 minute of some kind of conditioning exercise like push-ups or burpees, not push-ups, but Hindu push-ups or burpees. I don't do super burpees anymore because it's too much it's too much up and down. It's too high intensity, right? And my body's can't take it anymore. I didn't, when I made it, it was awesome, right? But now I'm getting older. So I need to build up my core strength a little bit more. So I'm doing more planks and just doing more easy exercise. I still do normal burpees. It's just that the super burpees have that clapping jump in it. And I think that jolts my neck a little bit. And I've had neck and back problems before. So I'm trying to stay away from that. And and then I do like 8 rounds, 2 minutes, 1 minute, 30 second rest, do that 8 times, and then every round's like a different thing. Like I put hands only for one round, and then legs only for one round, and then full body really fast, and then and I can change it. It's like easy to change, right? I just go into the app and then just change the title of it, and it's done. Well, it's me doing it, so I do whatever I want, right? And yeah, so there you go. And I'll probably write something up about it. This will probably go into my newest book that'll come out. Who knows when? I was supposed to. It's been on my to-do list for like a year to write it, right? But I guess it's good that I didn't, because now I've got all this new information. It'll make it easier for me to write. So it's good. Okay, anyway, back to the actual subject of parkour balance exercises, right? So that was the subject of this week, 5 parkour balance exercises. And I still, I don't really do parkour much anymore. Just because I don't have the space when I travel around a lot. If I had a parkour, when I finally get back to the Philippines and build something, I might build like a little parkour thing. But also, I feel like my... Excuse me, I just had to have a sip of my hot chocolate because it's so friggin' cold here. Maybe I'll build like just a rail and a few things I can vault over while I'm doing my run, right? Because every other day I like to run. I still like to jog, even though it's not good for your joints, but whatever. It's an important thing, and it's a good, easy fitness, right? So anyway, so yeah, I don't really have much more to say about the balance exercises other than what's there. I remember when I made this up, not the fifth one, not slacklining, obviously, but the rail balance routine. I remember I made it up years ago. When I was in Malaysia, it must have been more than 5 years ago. I mean, there's something I would still do it, and I would just go down there, and they had just like a rail there, so I would jump up on it and then do some squats and whatever. It's really good for balance. I don't know if I could do it anymore. I mean, it's not everywhere you can just easily go find a rail, you know, especially because I'm quite a private. I don't like working out in public. Unless it's just going for a run, but you do weird stuff and people go, well, what are you doing, right? Not that parkour is weird, but unless you're in like a little group of parkour, it's still pretty fringe, you know? You don't see many people just doing parkour everywhere. And a lot of places you can't, because they're like, you know, it's like skateboarding. You can't skateboard here. Oh, you can't jump over that. What are you doing, right? You know what I mean? So, but anyway, I don't have much else to add to it. So I guess you just got the rant. And nothing to do about the actual subject, apart from the fact that I got nothing more to say. Slacklining's cool. I'm not very good at it because I haven't had much practice, but I think that's something I could definitely get into. I'm going to have to put that on my to-do list. There's a few things that I want to get now. I saw this thing. It's called a spar bar. I might have mentioned this last week, right? And it's a punching bag, but then it's got like this arm coming out of it, and it swings around, and it can like, and then you duck it or whatever. And so I want to have a look at that, check that out. I know the proper one, like the official one, is like, I think I saw it was like hundreds of pounds, right? But you can just buy like a knockoff, and it's going to be almost exactly the same, right? Because, and if not, you just repair it a little bit or whatever for like under $100 or whatever. So when finally, one day, when I get back to the Philippines and I get to my land and I have a place, my sustainable home, right? And I get all this, I have the room to put training equipment. I'm a big believer in being able to train with no equipment except for the yoga mat or whatever, right? But when I have the room and like can do it, I'm going to have the spar bar, and I'll have the wooden dummy, and maybe I'll have like the resistance bands when you box or you fight, right? You just put a bit of resistance on you, and a Chursao ring, right? I want one of those. And what else? What was the last thing I just mentioned? Oh yeah, some parkour stuff, right? Like a rail. Oh no, a slack line, sorry. And to get a slack line and maybe a few things to vault over, right? And that's it, that'll be cool. Okay, that's it for today. I hope you've had a good week, and if you want to learn more about parkour, of course, don't hesitate to go to www.sfnonfictionbooks.com/essential-parkour-training. Right? Yeah. Essential parkour training. And yeah, if you haven't already, subscribe to the podcast and write a comment if you want. I'll look at it, I think. Yeah, I should look at it. I look at it. I don't think anyone's written comments. Podcasting isn't really a thing you write comments on, is it? I know I've listened to podcasts where they write a comment. Listening to you on my radio, there's no one to write a comment, right? But I think if you're on your phone or whatever, there is somewhere you can write comment or ask questions. And if I see it, I'll reply. Well, probably the better thing to do would just be going to the Facebook page or the Facebook group. And or you can just email me, right? You can always just email me. And for those of you that know my email, you know it. SamFury@survivalfitnessplan.com. SamFury@survivalfitnessplan.com. Okay. Okay, that's it.